The scariest thing ever is when you feel something sharp when you're in public.
Oh, yeah.
That's the scariest thing, because it could be anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, but speaking of Halloween.
It could be a midget with a knife.
Yeah, speaking of Halloween. Remember?
That shit's scary.
Especially on Halloween, dude.
Back in elementary school, I went out trick-or-treating with Romeo and a couple other friends. And I think I was wearing one of those, like, really generic, like, black robes. I could be anything. I could be, like, a fucking wizard or something. But I just wore it because it was a costume. And then Romeo, he didn't have any costume, but he was like, all right, I'm going to be an army man. So he wore camo shorts and a camo vest. And then he got a scarf and he put it around his head like a fucking...
Oh, my God.
He's dressing up as a terrorist, basically. Yeah. But this is back in the day. Yeah, this is back in the day when, like, no one really gave a shit. Because we're kids. We don't know what we're doing. We're playing. And then, like, you know, the night goes by, whatever. We're getting candy, and we get to this one house, and at this point, we're walking for so long, Romeo gets tired, and he gets all sweaty because of, like, the scarf, so he takes it off. So he's just wearing the camo vest and camo shorts, and we get to this one guy's house, and he's like, hey, here's your candy. He gives me candy, he gives my friend candy, he goes to Romeo, he looks him up and down, he's like, sorry, only kids with costumes get candy. I'm like... No, I'm trying to, like, explain
he's
him
a terrorist.
To. Yeah, I'm like, no, he's an army man. He's like the evil guys where, you know, he's like the evil terrorist guys. And I'm pretty sure this guy was like a war veteran. when we said terrorist, he instantly shut his door.
Holy shit.
Dude, that was the funniest night ever.
Dude, I just keep thinking about grade seven, how stupid everyone was. I remember, okay, it was grade seven Halloween now. Like, we all went trick-or-treating guys. I don't know if you were there, but I remember, Connie and Ada were there. And I was really close friends with them and stuff. And all of us, we just went in a group. And then there's other people too, I don't remember. And there's this house, right, that gave out nuts and shit. And I'm allergic to nuts. Yeah. I didn't get any, right? So that's fine. Like, end of story there. You think end of story there? Those fucking kids in the group, like our friend group, took those nuts out and were throwing them at me. And I was like, I'm gonna die. You know that, right? And they're like, it's so funny. Throwing that shit at me.
He's like, he's on the ground.
Like, guys, I am like deathly allergic. Throwing shit at you.
Aldrin and I were pretty close in the beginning of grade eight too.
Yeah.
It's because he liked one of the girls that I was really close friends with.
That's how you make friends.
Yeah, oh, we're all friends again.
This person? Oh yeah, I'm gonna be friends with you.
It was pretty funny too, because I was like the, what do you call it? I was the way of communication between them.
Yeah, you were like the straight gay best friend.
I was the gay best friend. Anyway. I was the gay best friend, and we're all like there. And whenever they call, they add me to their call, right? Because then we'd all just be talking and stuff, right? And then all of a sudden, like, Amy's just like, oh, no, okay. Sorry. The girl was like, she messaged me privately saying, is this what happens when you, like, talk with guys you like, and stuff like that? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, he's just, like, playing on the computer. He's not saying anything. Because all he did was play League. And you could just hear takes of the
wow. What a player,
I was not a very smooth child. I had a smooth brain. That's what it was. I was very smooth brain. That's fuck. What it was.
Dude, that's actually so fucking true. How you don't talk to your crush. You talk to the crush's friend.
Yeah, I remember that. What no, the hell? Legit. I remember I was so like, because I was like antisocial back in the day. I was so scared to talk to her. I was like, yo, you mind if I add Tommy to the call? And then I just end up talking to Tommy the entire time.
Yeah, it's like a one-on-one.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Yo, that was, dude, those were the days.
Dude, it was hilarious. You all play like Tetris together. Yeah. Did we play that fucking monkey game together?
Not monkey game. Oh, Kart Rider, wasn't it?
It was the website, where, I forgot what it was. It was like Bomb.
OMG Pop?
Yeah, OMG Pop. Yeah. We did draw my thing. My favorite game was to draw everything but make it look like a dick first. So I'll just like, is it a dick? It's a dick. I'm like, nope, it isn't.
It's a dog bone. It's a dog bone. I got you.
I'm like, actually, it's a car. It's like, how the fuck is it a car? I'm like, here you go.
Look at the wheels. They're the wheels.
It starts off as a dick and then it becomes a wheel.
It's a car if you look at it from bird's eye view.
It's my favorite game to play with Tom. Because no one would know what we're drawing. But like everybody was guessing, like, because no one knew that we only drew like dicks in the beginning. So everybody's like, oh, is it like a dog bone? Is it like, but I knew, I'm like, I have to wait. I have to wait for that clue of what it is. Oh, it was so fun.
It's like, yeah, when it starts to not look like a dick, that's when I know. Yeah, that was a good, best time.
Fucking grade eight was a fun year. Yeah. I probably could have handled that whole girl situation a lot better.
A little bit better.
Just a little bit better.
Remember the girl that I liked at a time too?
Wait, who did you like at the time?
Remember?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
I don't remember, dude.
We had a group chat with her for a bit. T.
Okay.
Dude, I think I did a lot worse than you did.
Yeah. Wait, what did you do?
No, yeah, I have the way mine ended up, but tell yours first. I'll tell you how mine ended up.
Okay, I already talked about it on the other podcast, but basically, like this girl, right? Like, when I first saw her, like, time froze. Like, and shit. And like,
I'm stuck in time, guys, help!
Guys, listen to me. Why are you not replying?
Yeah, it was like fucking like a fucking movie, okay? Like, it's literally like, you're like, oh shit, this is like the fucking one.
Yeah,
this
dubs is like everywhere.
Dubs everywhere. I was like, yo, I see the future. Even though I was like grade eight, I didn't even know what the vagina looked like.
That's so Raven visioned. Oh,
yeah. Right? And I remember, okay, I didn't mention this story on the other class, but the only class she was in was my social studies class, okay? Mm. So the time where I got the best look at her was in social studies class. She came in late. Right, so I was sitting at the table. I saw her come in late, and then she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late." Right, and I like see her fucking ears popping out and shit. I'm like, "Yo, I think I have a fucking ear fetish or some shit."
like
he's awakened to a new fetish. He's like, oh, shit, I gotta write that down.
Yeah, so she sat beside me, right, and then I would like. No, she didn't sit beside me. She sat behind me. So I had no way of looking at her without looking fucking weird. Right? So
that's what turn
I do.
Around.
This is what I do. I tell you guys what I do, okay? There's a clock right behind my head. I look around. I look at the clock. I look down. And I turn around.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, 12:30 p.m.?
And I literally do it in the most robotic way ever. I check the time every minute.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, shit, I forgot what time it is, man.
Dude. It's classic. I think everybody used to do that. When there was some girl you wanted to look at, but they were behind you, you just look at the clock. Oh, that dude, the time hasn't changed? Yeah. Okay,
it's like,
nice.
I want to look at them, and like I feel stuff, but I don't know what to fucking do. You know what I mean? It's you don't know. Like,
did you guys ever used to do this thing? Like, I did it in like grade 8 to grade 9, where you're looking at them, and then you see them turn around, so
and
you
then
look
you look
at,
away.
Then you look at something else.
And no, I was just it's checking like, the lockers.
It's like very obvious that you were looking at them, but I'm like, oh, what's that over there on the ceiling?
I feel like Jimmy...
Oh, shit, what time is it? Oh, skin and clock.
I feel like Jimmy would be the only guy that would, like, maintain eye contact.
He would keep looking.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, anyways, like, eventually, like, we were just talking for, like, a month or two. She always woke up at, like, 6 a.m. with me because I always play, like, Tetris and stuff. Yeah. We just talked and stuff. I remember one IP day. I didn't know it was an IP day, so I went to school. It was fucking raining.
That was the
and
worst.
Then, yeah. And I had to run back too. So when I ran back, I was like, oh, I'm so fucking cold. And she's like, oh, are you okay? You're like, what is everything okay? I feel so bad for you. Like, she said, oh, poor baby. I was like, oh, that's fucking hot.
God
damn.
It's getting hot in here. We're outside, Tommy. What do you mean? No, right? It's just getting hot. It's hot in
yeah. Yeah. If you don't know this girl, she is like probably like the most emotionless, like cold hearted girl there is. Like,
but you know, some guys are into that. So
some guys. That's me. That's like me. Tommy. That's
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
Anyways,
exactly.
Yeah. Shoot. And then I remember. Okay. So basically, the rumors around were already that I liked her. Okay. Yeah. Everyone knew. Yeah. Everyone knew. Make fun of me for that shit. You know what I mean? And then one day she just messaged me. He's like, "So I have something I need to tell you. I don't know if I want to tell you." I'm just like, "What?" And then like it just went that one off like a week or two. I was like, "What the fuck does she want?" Right? Jesus fucking Christ. Hey, get to the fucking want? Point.
Hey, I want to tell you something. Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Never mind.
Yeah, and then finally she goes like, on that IP day, right? She was like, yeah, people told me you like me.
Wow.
Right? And then she's like, is that true? And I'm just like, what the fuck am I supposed to say? And I'm like, maybe. And she's like, what do you mean by maybe?
I don't know. You know, it depends on the weather. Sometimes you're real bitchy.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, sometimes you're a fucking bitch, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes.
No, but that's what you like, man. You're she's the kind of girl that will beat you, and you're like, oh, this is so hot, man.
That's true. And she's like, just tell me. And I'm like, yeah, fine, I do. I like you. She's like, oh, yeah, I know. And I'm just like,
what do you do after that? It's like, okay, cool,
yeah,
good talk.
Yeah, and she's like, well, yeah, I like you too. And I'm like, okay, what now? I didn't know what to fucking do.
Yo, actually, like, I didn't know what to fucking do.
What are you supposed to do after?
It's supposed to reject me. Like, what the fuck? It's not how it goes.
A story.
It's not how a movie goes. Like,
they never talk again.
But yeah, all we did after that was just hold hands, talk to each other at the lockers, and just like, she's like fucking like, one of the things she did, and like other girls did too, they made fun of me, because on all of high school, I did not know how to use a regular combination lock. I only knew how to use a key lock, so I carried a lanyard around.
Oh, I remember that. You were, every time you wanted to know where Tommy is, you hear the you listen to this, you listen to that. Oh, there's Tommy. I hear him.
She's like a fucking reindeer. Yeah. And anyway, she like hold on to that shit, or people would take it and hide it from me. I'm like, dude, I literally need to get home. Like, those are my house keys.
I don't know about you. I remember like always being scared whenever like teachers come by, and every teacher had like keys on them. So whenever you hear keys around the corner, it was either a teacher or Tommy. So like one time I was cheating off my friend's homework in like grade Tommy 8, and I was like, okay, yeah, I hear keys. I'm like, oh shit, you hide everything. I hear Tommy like, yo, what's up, guys? It's the most. Oh my god. Yeah,
dude, that was fucking hilarious. And then like I remember too, they said you weren't allowed to have like fucking like key locks in case you're keeping drugs or some shit, right? And I'm like, fuck that shit, I'm against the system, they can't stop me. So like whenever a teacher came out, I fucking like try to hide that shit, me opening the locker. But besides that point, when we did end up dating, I don't know why, but like, you know how I mentioned earlier that she was really like, you can't really tell a lot from her emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, she's very cold hearted. So like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fucking test out if she likes me or not, because up to this point, I was the first one messaging her all the time. Sometimes she's messaging me first, right? So I stopped messaging her, right?
Holy shit.
And then it was like a day.
Okay.
And then it was like a couple days. And then it turned out to be like 2 or 3 months. We just did not have any formal contact with each other.
They're like, hey, how's you been? How you been? Oh, it's been good. It's been good. Why haven't you talked to me in 2 months? I'll just
test it. Yeah. 2 years later, hey, we're still dating, right?
Because like, you fucking cheated on me.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, and then I did end up messaging her because, you know, I'm a good boyfriend. Right?
Yeah, messaging her.
And I was like, hey, man, how you been? She's like, oh, I've been fine. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty like nice like response for like me ignoring her for like 2 or 3 months. And I'm like, yeah, I miss you. And she said, I miss you too. And I was like, I miss you more than I thought I would. And she's just like, doesn't respond.
you're like happy 6 month anniversary. He's like, I haven't seen you for the past 4 months.
I was like, isn't that a sweet thing to say? And I'm like, wait, that sounds bad.
Fucked up.
Right? And then later on, I was like flirting with this other girl a lot, apparently. Oh, with us. She ended up being my ex-girlfriend later on. Like, I started dating her later on, that girl I was flirting with. Anyways, like, I was flirting with her, and she also knew that we had a thing too. Right, so then I messaged her again, like another month later. I was like, "Hey, we need to talk, right?" And I wanted to get back together with her, but I think she thought we broke up, and this was right before spring break. Oh. So, and then she's like, "Don't ever fucking talk to me ever again." Blocks me for 2 weeks. I can't talk to her.
Damn,
God damn.
Yeah, it was pretty damn bad.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah,
you know it's bad when she swears.
Yours is officially worse than mine. I thought mine was pretty bad, but that's pretty. Don't ever fucking talk to. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Mine didn't get that bad. Jeez, but like, I think. Okay, so what happened is, as Tommy said, I used to like this girl. First day of grade 8, like first homeroom. Just like Tommy said, you looked at her, doves everywhere. Oh my god. Oh. She's so cute.
There's flies everywhere.
Yeah, just flies everywhere. Flies. Disgusting flies. I don't know. But like, I remember like, because before in elementary school, all you had to do to talk to someone was just like walk up to their desk because you're all in the same class. Yeah. This one is like, you don't know them. So you have to ask them like, hey, do you want to like be friends or something? Oh, and like fuck. This was like, I don't know about you guys, for me, like just going into high school, this was the scariest thing ever, just trying to make friends. Like, I did it anyways. I talked to everybody, but like this girl, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, all right, I didn't get her last name, but I know her name is Amy. So I'm gonna look on Facebook for every single Amy in Vancouver and add them as friends.
Oh my God.
I added like
every single one.
I think I added like five. And then one accepted. And then I think the first thing I said was like, hey, you're in my homeroom, right? And she's like, yeah. And then after that, we like started talking, but only about homework.
Yo, Arjun, I want to say something right now, and you're going to be like a nostalgia trip right now. Do you remember the star?
The star?
The star you made in English class.
The star I made?
The star.
Wait.
The star.
What's I remember.
The star. Yeah.
What is this star?
I remember.
Yo. You have to explain it for us.
Wait,
audience.
Was it the fucking... Okay.
Right, explain.
I don't even know how the fuck it happened. I think, okay, so...
It was me. I was fucking weird.
Okay, so... Yeah, just to change topic a bit. This was our English 8 class, and the seating was... So unlike Tommy, the girl that I liked was sitting in front of me because her name ended with a T, like her last name, and mine ends up with a U. So she's in front of me.
That's the advantage of having
her. Yeah. And then beside the girl I like is Tommy. And then in front of the girl I like is, I think it was Nesta.
Yeah,
was
Nesta.
Nesta. And then who was on?
I think it was...
was it Colin?
Jimmy. Or is it Colin?
Okay, I think it was... Whatever. Right. So like there's me, Tommy, Nesta, and then like the fourth guy. Like in like... We're in like a plus formation.
Yeah, I think this is the first time Aldrin and I had a conversation too.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I didn't know how to like, because I wanted to be your friend, right? And then like, I didn't know how to start it up. But then I saw you sitting with your like legs wide open. Like
man spreading.
It was like this. Like his legs were straight, but they were at an angle. Mm. So he was like in like a starfish formation, but just the legs.
Okay.
So his legs were spread, but they were to the side because he was talking to Amy. And his left foot was just in range of my, like, if I extended my leg, it would be just in range of my right foot.
No.
So like, without even saying a word to Tommy, I think, I just extended my legs. And then we touched, like,
toes,
basically. And then, like, and then I think the guy to my left, he saw what I was doing, and he joined in. His right foot was on my left
fucking
foot.
Fucking high flying.
I know. And then Nesta was like, he wasn't even facing us. But then I think Tommy like tapped him on the shoulder or something. He turned around. And he instantly knew what was going on. He's like, all right, I'm in. So like, we're like, our legs are like this. And then like, we're just like surrounding.
Like a star with fucking legs.
Yeah. We're just surrounding
him. This poor 8th grade girl.
This poor grade 8 girl is being trapped. I don't even, like, what did we talk about it ever again?
I don't remember.
I just remember it happening and then never mentioning it ever again. This.
I was in the same class.
You just saw
them. I think you just saw us doing it.
I still talked to Tommy though. I think I turned around. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
The moment Arjun touched me, I was like, is this what we're doing? Okay, I'm okay.
We can't back out now.
We're committed. We're two people in. Oh my.
Yeah, but that like, oh my God, that entire grade 8 year was just me trying to like, get closer to her. Mm. And it, like, back in the day, fucking, I guess even to this day, like, a really fun part about liking someone is like, oh, do they like me back? Let's just keep talking, get closer with them, right? And it was going on like that for so long. And then eventually we started talking like every day on Skype. But those were the days where like, I didn't know what to talk about. So I would ask Tommy to join the call. So every day it was me, Tommy, and then the girl. And I think that's how I got close with Tommy. But then eventually, like Tommy, the rumor spread of like me liking her. And then do you guys remember those was this thing called the like my status for To Be Honest?
Yes.
Oh, that shit. I remember she made one, so I liked it. And then like I think what really got my hopes up was like for everybody, it was just like, To Be Honest, you're a real cool person, you know, let's talk more. And then like it got to mine. I was expecting mine, right? I was like refreshing my Facebook page, refreshing my page like every fucking second. And then I see a notification. Oh, sweet. I'll read it. It's probably like, you know, you're a cool guy, whatever. Fucking paragraph.
Oh boy.
I forgot what it said, but like it was like a culmination of all of our conversations. Yeah. I should have made my heart flutter, dude. Not gonna lie. I was gone for a good day. I left this plane of existence.
That shit was so cute. It's probably still on Facebook, man.
I think it is. No, one day, like, I think a month ago, I was talking with Brandon, and we were just scrolling through our Facebooks to see all the cringy stuff that happened. I came across that paragraph. I was like, oh, my God.
The memories.
That was the cutest thing to ever happen to me.
I thought the story was going to go another way. I thought it was going to be like, I don't really know much about you.
No. For real, though. Like, after that, I was like, okay, you know, maybe she does like me. Who knows? But, like, I wanted to keep things slow because she was actually like one of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. And then my friend from church school, I've known him since like grade 4, but he went to a different school.
Oh, we just P, right? P.
P, yeah. He was like, yo, like he's like in a grade above us, but he's like the same age as us. I think he just skipped a year. And because he was in grade 9, he thought he was like, yo, let me be your wingman, bro. I know all about this, bro. I got your back. I got your back, bro. Well,
I remember that too. I was like, oh man, I got fucking replaced. I was always just wingman.
I wanted to go with Tommy's because Tommy had like actual like, oh yeah, just keep talking to her eventually.
Yeah, because I knew she liked you for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, she was head over heels for you, dude.
She was bad.
Yeah, it feels bad. I didn't know that. And
you want me to tell you after this, like why like she did like you? Like I know the exact reason why.
Sure. It'll probably make me feel real bad because I fucked everything up.
Tease him and don't tell him.
Yeah. So Paul was like, yeah, just let me be your wingman, bro. Let me like talk to her and I'll get to know and see if she likes you back. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then like all I expected him to do was just like get close and become friends and ask like, oh, so like how do you feel about like Aldrin, right? What he did was he got close to her, started talking to her, he asked how she felt about me, yeah. And then like I think he got confirmation, but like they weren't that close yet.
Oh, so she was just playing it off.
I don't exactly know what they said because he just like summarized it, and then he asked her out for me without telling me. And then like I was so sad after that because like I wanted things to like go like at a steady pace, but this went from like 0 to 100. And then she I think I was so panicked because she said something like, oh, I'd rather wait until like, you know, like a later year, like grade 9 grade 10. And like in hindsight, I could have just been like the easiest thing to say would just been like, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with waiting. But like, I'm like a nervous ass kid. I didn't know what to do. So I was like, oh my God, she hates my guts. We can never talk again. And that's what happened. I was so scared. I was so scared to talk to her after that. And I was like,
the pee ruined it, man.
The pee ruined it.
Yeah. She told me that too. That story. I think that was her biggest. She said she wanted you to do it.
Well, yeah, nobody would want that to happen. Yeah.
I didn't ask him to do it for me.
It's kind of fucking chill, dude.
I was so mad at like P afterwards.
Should be like actually like that's that actually was like so that was like troll. The biggest thing that like
what the hell caused is that, a rift, dude?
Like I don't know. Like I know it's not important. Mm. Like it's definitely not important now. Yeah, obviously it's so irrelevant.
It's just it's like in the back of my mind.
You know, sometimes you get that.
No,
thought.
But even now, if your friend did that, it's kind of fucking trollish.
Exactly.
Dude.
Like no, but like
it's not even irrelevant, dude. That's
I'm
so
just
stupid.
Thinking like in the back of my like sometimes I'm eating cereal or some shit. I'm thinking like what if things went differently? Because after like a couple of years of not talking, I felt like really like bad every time I like saw her in the halls.
Oh yeah,
and like I couldn't muster up the courage to go talk to her. But eventually, I think at one of the dances, I saw her dancing with this guy, and I was like, and I wasn't like salty at the time, but I was like, are they? Is that?
That's when I found out. I was like, what the fuck?
No, was it you that I pulled aside? Because I was talking with a friend, and then I pulled someone aside. Like, yo, is that?
Are they? And I was like, I don't fucking know.
This is the first time I've seen this. Yeah, that was.
You lost it, man.
I fumbled the ball.
I know exactly how you feel because we both described the girl like the same the girl the same way. I know how you feel
because we're like starstruck kids. Dude. Yeah, we don't know how to fucking do this shit.
Yeah, but I do remember the exact reason why she liked you. I'm pretty sure if I mention this, you're gonna be sent back on a nostalgia trip.
Go ahead.
Like, this was like when she was like, wow, I really like him. Like he's really awesome. Ooh. You know what I mean? I think she asked you what the meaning of life was. don't know if you remember that.
Oh God. Yeah. I was I was a very
She said it and then like she asked you and you said something and then she told me like whatever you said, it was like boom, she like fucking up. Like it was like deep shit.
I was a very like I don't know how to put it. Like, I was a dumb kid, but I was like, I wanted to sound smart. So like, I feel like whatever I said,
no meaning.
It was probably something like, you know, I actually don't know. I completely forget how I was in grade eight, but like, I'm thinking back. I remember having one like deep conversation like that.
Yeah, that was.
I wonder how we thought in grade eight though. Like, what did we actually feel like was important in life?
Oh, I said to have kids and give them a good life.
That's pretty early on to say.
That's
that,
pretty man. Early on, but like
I think all of you guys have don't even remember, but I always talk about kids, like just having kids in general. I have like a list of names on my phone of just names I came up with for my kids. Just
fucking like theoretical kid.
Yeah, you want to hear them?
No,
sure. No, wait. Do you guys have like a name in your mind if you would have like a son or daughter? You know. What would your son's name be?
I'm not gonna have a son.
You're not gonna.
No, it's gonna be a girl.
100%. Okay. What's her daughter's name?
Olivia.
100%.
The fuck?
Okay.
Girl.
Oh, that's on here. I have to take it off then.
Dude, I bet, just swipe it off.
I met this girl in university, and she was a part of this friend group that I was in, and she mentioned one day that she wanted to name her kids Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
That's disgusting.
Name. Like, why do you want to name your kid after a spice? Like, it didn't matter if it was a guy or girl. She's like, it's going to be Nutmeg.
Mine is, girl is Brooke and boy is Finn for number one.
Finn.
But I have a bunch of names on here.
Finn. That'd be a nice name.
I think when I was, younger.
You know why?
Finno.
From, you know the Hunger Finno. Games? The guy that fucking got eaten by those monsters.
Favorite
guy?
Your son's gonna come up to you. Your son's gonna come up to you like in the future. Dad, why'd you name me Finn? It's a long story. It's a long story.
You sacrificed yourself to save Katniss.
You're named after a hero.
It was so sad, dude. That guy got married and he died in the same movie.
Feels bad.
He got laid.
That feels bad.
Do you guys ever watch Code Geass?
No.
Yeah, I watched that, and then there was this name that really popped out to me. I was like, I'm going to name my daughter that. The name was Nonnally.
Nonnally.
Nonnally. I think it's spelled like N-U-N-U.
Nonnally?
Nunu-ly?
Nunu.
That's weird.
Dude, people name their kids Daenerys. And after, especially after that season.
After the finale? Oh.
You guys watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I got spoiled, so.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
Damn. It was really bad.
It was. I really liked the first two episodes. The last episodes were like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
Apparently, they like switched everybody's like storyline into something completely different.
Yeah. They made a fucking handicapped dude like the king, like of everything.
Wasn't he like really OP though? But he just never did anything.
Yeah, he never like he could like go into like animals and shit and use their use their bodies.
Yeah, yeah. But then so he just never did. Told me,
like, there's this guy that was like hyped up for 7 seasons, just died really lame.
Oh yeah, the Night King.
Yeah.
Yep. Got stabbed by a 12-year-old girl.
He got stabbed by a 12-year-old girl.
This is what she did. She tried to stab him with one arm, and then the dude grabs her arm. Like, ha, not today. And the girl's like, she dropped her knife, and then she caught it with her and stabbed him in the fucking chest. That's it.
Damn. All those seasons. But that was big build-up, dude.
Big
build-up. The drop.
Just drop.
The drop, dude.
Literally dropped the ball. Fuck them. Yeah.
Do you guys remember that thing called Ask FM?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I found my old account.
I still have my old account.
My favorite question asked is, why are you gay?
Oh, my God.
Because I can't. Like,
how do they answer that? It's not asking if you're gay. It's why are you gay?
Best thing was just like everybody asking about gossip, and you go on everybody else's like Ask FM, like just see all the gossip questions. Yeah. That was so good. Do you guys remember those like bot questions that you would get sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, there's like the ones that you know that your friends are like, why are you gay? And then there's the ones like, hey cutie, what'd you have for breakfast today? And I was like, I had cereal. Oh my God, Ask FM was fun,
dude. I have a story with Aldrin that goes like, that's pretty like, he actually like made a big influence on my life. Like, I think it was like,
what did I do?
It was grade 9. So basically I started dating this girl in grade 9, right? We actually dated for real. But then prior to that, I was fighting over, I was kind of like in competition with this other dude for that same girl, right? So we just like do stuff for that girl. And like, okay, his name starts with our K. Like we just did random shit. Like we'd give her our sweater and shit like that. But I was the last one to give her my sweater, and it looked pretty obvious that she liked me more than the dude, right? So then he got pretty, like, I remember it was, like, after school. We were all walking out and stuff, and I think you were there, too. And then he came up to me, and he was, like, he pushed me. He was, like, oh, so this and this, right? Oh, you think you fucking, like, got her or something? Like, you think you're shit? What the right? Fuck? Right? Okay. Right? And, like you guys know me, right? I'm not normally violent. Like, I'm never violent. But yeah. I was so pissed because he pushed me.
You were like, you pulled your shirt. You're like, check this.
But yeah, but that was like the year actually just working out too. So I was like fucking like testosterone rage or something, yeah. Or whatever, right? But I was like so angry that he pushed me. So like we were outside in the front of Templeton, right? And like I grabbed him by the collar. I was literally about to like sock him, like with my right hand. Like yeah. I was literally about to do it. And then Aldrin, out of nowhere, he comes over, he grabs me. He's like, no, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And literally, only Aldrin's voice. I was up like so high anger. I heard his voice. I like calmed down immediately. Yeah. Right?
I think I remember this. Yeah.
I was so angry. I've never been so angry in my entire life because he pushed me. I was like, you can't do that. Yeah, right? Yeah. And then the reason why it was so important is because when I looked behind myself, right, I saw Mr. Davis like standing there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. If I actually did that shit, I could have been like messed up. Too, right?
Actually,
yeah, but like, dude, Aldrin's voice literally calmed me down. Right, okay, brought me up from like. Aldrin I do life, think then. I do.
I think I know. I think I know why I did doctor. That. Because like, I think I was watching like anime the day before, and like the same scenario. The same scenario.
Like, no. Like, he's like, oh shit! I gotta save him.
No joke. Okay.
He's like Hikaru.
Man, I think I forgot what it was, but like I was watching it, and I was like, damn. That guy's cool. I wonder if I can do that one day. Literally the next day, I see a scenario. I was like, wait. All right, it's my time. I go in.
It's like a flashback. Wait, I've seen this. It's literally, the exact scene.
I was so angry. Like, if you guys can imagine how the day or what the time you were like literally the angriest, that was what I felt. Literally, all it took was ordinary. Like, don't do it. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it, man. Calm down immediately. Yeah. Like, I just wanted to lie. It's like I just finished. I just nutted. Like, yeah. I was so calm. I didn't want to do anything.
Name the episode. The time Aldrin gave Tommy his first nut. I made Tommy nut. OMG. Aldrin's
first game. Fight gone sexual. School fight gone sexual.
Just imagine it. Like dude, he's holding him up by the collar and he's just like, ugh. You're lucky. I'll get you another day. Oh, I gotta go change pants. Oh,
dude, that was so much funnier when you can see what he just did.
Oh god.
Dude, Aldrin influenced me so much, dude. Like another time too, I remember I think it was in math class, right? I still to this day have problems with knowing what vertical and horizontal was, right? So I was like, fuck, I can't remember. I was like telling him, I can't remember like if horizontal is like this or like this, right? Yeah. So like which direction it goes. And Aldrin goes like, just think about it like this, man. Like the whore is on the ground. And I'm like, oh my god.
He said the exact same thing to me, man.
Because it was like great math. Like we're learning about the simplest shit, like symmetry and shit, and like horizon and like the fucking vertical shit. Damage. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I don't want to listen to that horizon shit.
Fuck that shit.
I was like, I'm gonna think of something funny for me and my friend. I was like, whore.
So many questions. It's like, first of all, why is she on the ground?
Don't ask.
Oh my goodness. Like also, and then like even till this day, I would be like in like second year university course, don't remember what horizontal was. I hear Aldrin's prepubescent voice in my mind.
Horizontal on the ground.
It's like his classmates in that lecture hall. Everybody's like silent during the exam. They just hear this voice.
You just automatically make his voice.
No. It's like I'm like running my side. I hear him next to me like whore, yeah. Whore.
You fucking whore.
Like, oh my god. That guy's getting it.
Aldrin, I know you remember this picture. We're in Mr. Jensen's math class.
Oh no.
Ooh. Okay. Oh no. So we were learning about surface area and shit, right? And he has teachers about surface area. And Aurea and I are sitting in the front, right? And we get like a front row seat that is. So basically he has half of a sphere and then he has a cylinder. He's like, okay, these separately, have a larger surface area than if they were together. So he puts them together and he starts rubbing that shit, like stroking.
This is literally him teaching sex education, basically. he's literally doing the twist. He's like focusing on the head sometimes.
Thumb on the tip, bro. This dude's
showing you how to do a hand job.
He's literally giving a hand job in front of the class. He's
eyeballing.
Literally, older than ever in the front of class, we're just like trying so hard to hold it.
No, because like
he had his head down. Alden had his head up. Like he was playing 7-Up.
I couldn't. Because like it was like a very like. Because I think at that day he was really pissed that like some of us were being too loud. So I couldn't laugh. And then like nobody knew what me and Tommy were laughing about. So I think our friend Jason was like, "Yo, what are you guys laughing about?" I'm like, I can't talk about it. Oh my god, that was
nobody else even notices. They're just like, "Oh yeah, the spheres are safe." Yeah.
And then like every day after that, anytime math would we would go to math class, Tommy would always turn around to me. He's like, "Hey, Aldrin," and he started mimicking the motion. It's like,
dude, like, what surface area? Oh yeah, do this.
Yeah. It's like a fucking salt shaker.
Yeah, dude. He's like, "Would you like
some more?"
He's
doing fucking pepper.
Oh my god, that math class was fun.
Oh my
god, dude. Tommy, do you remember grade 9 science with Miss Nanda? Okay, this was like, remember like in the first episode I talked about like back then I was trying to be a good student still, and Tommy was one of my like influences because he was a really smart kid. And in our science class, our table was Tommy, me, Brandon, and then Kevin Chi.
Dude, we were loud as fuck. I remember.
No. The thing was like we were so loud, but we would always get like really high grades because the thing that happened was Tommy would teach us everything. And him doing that would help him review everything. So like it's a nice cycle.
That's actually the best way to learn.
Because it's your friends like teaching you. So you learn it easier. So like me, like Brian and Kevin will be getting like, you know, like a 86%, like a low A, right? To us, that's like godlike. I've never seen an A in my life.
What is this?
Yeah.
A, what is this?
What letter? Is this? But like letter. Tommy's like getting like 90% or something. We're all doing so well in this class. And the teacher knows this. So she can't like reprimand us for anything. And then one day, I remember the thing that set her off.
I remember the thing that set her off.
We were doing these in class, you know, like the in class work, right? Mm. Where you can like freely talk to your friends and you're just like doing the work. Yeah. I remember Tommy is like showing us something. He's showing us like the answer. He's showing us his answer to one of the questions, and then like the answer was photosynthesis, and then I'm like, "Yo, Tommy, are you that Vietnamese dude? You missed the T. It's photosynthesis." I remember. Yeah, like as soon as I said photosynthesis, Tommy lost his shit. It was one of those laughs where like he was having trouble breathing, and like I was an outsider, but I was laughing too, but I wasn't laughing as hard. So I was worried about him. I'm like watching him.
Bro,
because like I saw her, because when Tommy started like laughing real hard, I saw the teacher stand up, and I was like, "Oh, Tommy, stop. But he couldn't stop because it was one of those laughs that couldn't stop.
He's actually dying.
And then at that moment, Miss Nana was like, "All right, Tommy, you're moving to the other side of the classroom."
And then you guys,
I was like, oh man.
As soon as that happened, me, Kevin, Brandon, our grades instantly dropped to 60%. 60%. Oh my god, it was so sad. Like Tommy's dropped too because he couldn't like review, but his wasn't as drastic as ours.
It's fucking
that was so sad.
Oh my god.
Like for that time being though, like that start
you
of the year.
You literally fucked up two other people's grades.
I'm sorry.
We had so much fun though when we were all together.
Yeah, when we were all together, it was literally the best class ever.
Oh my god.
Especially after that grade 8 year with Mr. Scherf. Because Mr. Scherf, that was such a stressful year for everybody.
Yeah.
But then like once grade 9 hit, it was an instant like, "This teacher's chill, you know, unless you're like too loud."
All we had to do was do like worksheets.
Lame joke too, but it just kills.
Dude, it was hilarious. He said it with the accent too. I just died.
Oh my god, it was great. I was so sad though. I remember.
I can imagine that being hilarious in grade 9.
Yeah, in grade 8, I was the first like student to fall asleep in a class, class. Like everybody else was like. Oh yeah, we're gonna, you know, we're learning, you know, we'll pay attention in every single class. I remember one day I stayed up playing like a game or something, And then this was graded socials class with Ms. Ramsey. And she's showing like this really boring video. And I'm like, okay, I'll lean my head on my fist a little bit, you know? And then, okay, but I'll just close my eyes for like 5 seconds. I wake up, like, it's one of those things where like you close your eyes and then you wake up. So like my eyes are closed, wake up. I see the teacher right in front of my face. And I'm like, oh God, what happened? And she's like, hey, you've been asleep for like a good 30 minutes. Are you okay? And then like I wake up and I look around the class. Everybody's staring at me. Yeah. Like I'm some sort of fucking like alien. Like, what? Oh my God, was he sleeping in what class?
You can't sleep past 8.
Fast forward like 3 years. If you're not sleeping in class, you're the weird one.
I don't know how like you guys all grew up with siblings. I was fucking only child. And it wasn't even that easy, okay? Because all the games I like to play needed two people. One, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! Two, Beyblades.
I gotta play Beyblades by yourself, dude.
You play by yourself.
Beat 'em. You guys know Beat 'em on?
Beat 'em on.
I play with the wall.
Yo, no joke.
Your turn.
He plays with a mirror.
Just, yo, hey. You got that part too? No way.
Yo, no.
Dude, it was a fucking weird. I feel like I developed weird shit over time though, because I was only child. Like, I can't eat in front of people. Like,
find ways
I can do it, but I really hate doing it because I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's like part of like my genetics, because obviously genetically I was not a hunter, okay? I am like 5'1". Like, I was a gatherer. I'm a gatherer. Okay? I gather like fruits and
he's
like
the fire maker. He's the one sitting there with the stick.
Yeah, I'm not out there hunting the boars and shit, okay? I'm like at home, like whatever, right? So then like I'd eat and shit, and I just like fucking can't handle, like, if there's space around me for people to watch, like, I don't like it. I feel like someone, like another bigger predator is going to come take my food from me or some shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember the last time your parents hit you? Like,
yes. And I remember why too. No.
I remember why it was the last time for me. Cause like, dude, I had this one. Okay. I think, I don't know how old I was, but I knew I was like, I wasn't weak anymore. Like, I could take it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't cry and shit, right? So she got, I don't know, she got mad for some dumb reason, okay? It was actually a dumb reason, and she was drunk too. So she grabbed one of the wooden spoons and was about to hit me with it. I caught it in my hand, right? Holy, I pulled that shit out. I broke it with my holy knee. And then she looked at me. She was like, what the fuck? She's like, my boy's going through puberty.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and when she hit me, I gave her that look. She's like, oh, that for a drop of blood? Like, fucking that. Oh, that shit.
Dude, my mom broke a chopstick hitting me with it. Like, that shit snapped. And then, I remember, this is the worst weapon she used. She used the charger cable for phones and whipped the shit out of you.
What the fuck? what's that character called again? He Simoned you. You got Simon.
Got Richtered, bro. Richtered.
Yeah. Dude, I thought the back scratcher and like the coat hanger was bad. No, this is on next level, man.
Yo, no joke. Okay, my dad. My dad went with it because he was an alcoholic back in the day, right? So he would like get really angry, but he wouldn't use like the belt or like the coat. He wouldn't use anything serious. But when he would hit me, like with like a newspaper or something, he would make it like hurt. Cause he hits so hard. He hits like he's actually trying to knock me out.
Trying to kill you. Yeah.
I remember one day I found out, like, I was watching like a TV show where they were getting haircuts. And I was like, I want to do that. So I grabbed scissors and started cutting my own hair. And then my dad came in. He sees like hair in the garbage can. He's like, hey, who cut their hair? And he sees me with this fucked up hairdo. That and I'm like, oh fuck, what do I do? I have to like hide my head.
It's fresh, dude.
Yeah, it's fresh. But like, he like looks around, he finds a newspaper, and I'm expecting like, because this was when I was in grade like 7. So I could like take it. I wouldn't like it, but I'd take it. I'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. Do your worst, whatever. He grabbed that newspaper. I swear to God, it felt like he did a home run on my ass. Like, he fucking, it's like fucking like on my fucking ass.
Pro baseball player hit.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm giving birth. Like, it was the worst feeling ever. And I think that day, my friends were over. So my friends were just watching my dad beat my ass with this newspaper. Christ.
Yo, let me tell you about my little cousin, okay? Okay, so he's not little anymore, but I think he was like six. No, he was 7 or 8 at that time, okay? His English wasn't that strong, even though he was born. Like, my parents, like, always made fun of him to... My mom and dad always made fun of it in front of his parents, calling him autistic. It's like a Vietnamese thing, apparently.
Okay,
your son's autistic or some shit like that, right? We call it ka in Vietnamese, right? Okay. So, and then one of the days, like, he had, like, a sore arm or something, right? So there's this, I don't know if it's an Asian thing or a Vietnamese thing strictly, but you get a coin and you rub that shit, like, on the spot. And it, like, bruises up and shit, right? So then when he goes to school the next day, the teacher sees, like, what was that, right? What's that? And he's like, oh, yeah, my mom did it to me. And then immediately the next day, child services came over.
Holy shit.
Is everything okay? And then they had to explain the shit to them.
Oh, gonna live. No.
Well, my mom did that to me.
Just some real happy shit.
Yeah, and teachers don't go like, oh no, did they hit you? No, they just like immediately report that shit like right away. It's a white teacher.
That does sound really bad when you see
that.
I had a friend who told his teacher his dad hit him. The next day, the police got called over to the house.
Oh, yeah. It was a joke or some shit. Like, stupid joke, you probably said, right?
No, not even. It was like, oh yeah, my dad hits me. And then I think the teacher was like, oh shit. Like, that's not good because they're just like white, so they don't understand like the Asian, white like
discipline, bro. It's discipline.
My mom's smart, though.
I never really got hit, though.
My mom's smart. One time she hit me on the face, right? And then like a bruise actually showed up like somewhere on my face. She's like, oh, you don't have to go to school for a week. I'm like, yes! Wow.
Perfectly balanced as all things should be. It's like, I have pain here, but I can watch cartoons all day.
I didn't even know why I got to get off school. I was so dumb.
You're like, really? God. Thanks.
Yeah, like my dad was like smart too. When he would hit me like right here on the shoulder, so like my t-shirt would always cover it.
Always hide that shit.
So he would always hide it. He was genius, actually.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't really get hit though at all. I have white parents.
Oh, you need to get
hit.
Yeah,
no.
I think I was so scared of my dad at one point. Like, his scream was enough. Like, every time he would like pump fake me, like, hey, you better, like, every time he would pump fake me, I'd like, oh, no, 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 dad's going crazy. Oh no. I was a fucking weak ass
dude.
Kid.
Like, shit from when you're a kid influences you so much. So, like, I'd always, like, when I did live with my mom, I'd always have to follow her to work because we weren't paying for no fucking babysitter. Fuck that shit, right? And so when I did, like, go to where she was, she's at work at a nail salon, right?
Mm.
So the entire time, literally, like, I know, like, everything there is to know about nails. Because when I'd be playing on my DS, I'd be listening to them talk about acrylic nails, fucking French tips and shit like that.
Okay.
And, like, like the technique and shit. That's why my nails are always done so well because my mom does them for me. Right? And I've developed over time a kink for nails. I think so, too.
Damn.
The nails. Like,
really?
the girl's gotta have those like long ass nails to play on the phone and shit. You hear this like that fucking like
okay,
I hear that shit too. And also like, oh, you guys remember do you guys remember when you guys first like discovered the internet was a thing? Like, you guys remember? Because we were born when the internet like started to become big.
It just started
after you find porn.
Yeah, so the story is, right, so we're at this house, right, me and my cousin, we're just like, I don't know if you guys did this when you first got a computer, whatever you liked, you go .com, like www.whatever you liked, like, for example, like Pokemon or something.
Yeah, you would, like, you'd search
right?
it up, yeah.
Right, so me and my cousin, we did WWE, right, so we went on, we did WWE, but for some reason we misspelled it to WWEEZ, so it's WWEEZ.com. It loads up to literally, okay, it could have been any porn, but it was the worst possible porn. It was old ladies porn. we were 7, 8, right? And literally, it's like a movie. Immediately, like, it was, nothing was playing. It was just images, right? My mom walks in. She sees that her fucking 7-year-old son is again old lady porn.
Yo, okay, I remember, like, I wasn't even, like, jacking off. I was, like, actually concerned, because I was like, oh, God, I feel something, like...
Yeah, I don't know what to do with my dick. You just look at it, like, oh, it feels pretty good.
No, like, this one day, it started hurting. I was like, oh, shit. So I'm, like, examining it, like, in bed, right?
Mm.
And, like, the room that I was staying in, it doesn't have, like, actual doors. It has like slide doors. So I can't lock my doors. And it was a hot summer day. So I left my doors open. So I'm in bed, just like pants down, just staring at my fucking thing. Cause I'm like, I'm not even thinking anything sexual. I'm like actually worried. Like, oh God, what if I have something? Like, why is it hurt? I'm like examining it. My mom walks by. She looks at me and she's like, okay, it's that time. I understand. No, mom, come here. I need help. She's like, no, I'm not helping you with that. No, no, you can do that yourself. You can do that yourself. But like, do you guys remember the fucking, when you discovered like jacking off?
Yo, I remember exactly, vividly.
I fucking remember.
I remember what it was like.
I was so young, dude.
I think I was 12. Not gonna lie. I think I was 12 or 13. I was staying in that same room, but like, so the room's layout was my bed is here, and then my like big dresser that covers like from top to bottom is right there. So it blocks me, and then the computer is right next to that. Mm. So I can't see anybody on the computer. They can't see me while I'm in the bed. I remember my brother is on the computer, and I think one of my friends was talking about it. He's like, yo, dude, I discovered something last night. I'm like, what? He's like, okay, so you grab your thing. And you do this, and it feels real good. And I was like, what does he mean? No what way. Does he mean? Okay, I guess I'll try it, whatever. And he's like, but don't do it around anyone. and I was like, okay, I'll try not to do it around. I didn't know what it was. Because no one had the talk. You know, Asian parents, they don't give you the talk. You just learn on your own, like somehow. Yeah. So I'm on top of my bed. I'm standing up. I was like, all right, you know, might as well try it now. So I'm trying it. I'm like doing this. Uh-huh. And my brother's on the computer. And then like my mom's cooking in the kitchen.
No.
And then like my mom's like, boys, dinner's ready. And then like my brother's like, yo, Aldrin, dinner's ready. And I'm like, yeah, just give me a minute. I'm figuring something out. And then like I hear him get off the computer. I'm like, oh, right. He said not to do this in front of people. So I like pull my pants up. But I'm pretty sure I'm still like,
Yeah.
So like, I'm pretty sure it was obvious what I was doing, that and he, was I'm fun. Pretty yeah.
Yo, it's I remember hilarious. Vividly what happened the first time I did it. First time too. Okay. So I was in Vietnam. Okay, this was in Vietnam. My family's pretty rich in Vietnam, but not rich here, right?
Yeah.
So in Vietnam, like. We were in like a big mansion. I had this room. Vietnam obviously is pretty hot climate. I think we all know that, right? It's so hot, right? So then. In that room, we have like such nice AC, really nice place. I'm just lying down and shit, right? And shit. Yeah, we're just laying down. And I remember that exact thing. So you know that, okay, so this, right? Does it look like anything to you? Does it look like a face to you, kind of?
Sure. Like the eyes and the mouth,
right?
Yeah.
So you can just upload this picture. This is what I did with my hand, right? And I don't know, I was like, I had a boner. And I was thinking, I was thinking I was 11 this time. And I was thinking about Katy Perry, California Girls music video. I didn't even need the video.
I think that video awakened like every single boy of our generation. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, so I was thinking about her and shit, right? And then I was like, I take my hand up with that face. I look at myself like, yo, let me try this shit.
It's like a fucking sock puppet.
So I did it like a Muppet. Like a fucking Muppet. Yeah, this is the very first time I did it with a Muppet. And I was so young, no sperm came out too. So
because when you're first starting out, you don't know what to, like, when you're done. What? You're like, okay, that was a good, like, few seconds.
This was my first.
That was your first? I remember, like, before even, like, anybody mentioning, like, doing the motion of it, like, would you guys, like, when you were kids, like, you would get confused when you had a boner? Like, when I was a kid, I didn't know what a fucking boner was. I'm like, why is my dick hard? But I wouldn't think, like, why is my dick hard?
I don't think I ever got, like, random boners before I discovered porn.
Oh, really?
Only after.
I got it from Family Guy a lot. Lois. Mm. Fucking thought Lois was hot.
Ow, pain.
Stop. Not now.
I'm not ready. Oh, my God. But, like, I think it only happened when I needed to go, like, take a piss. Mm. So I think in my mind, whenever I got a boner, I was like, I gotta take a piss. And then I would go and I wouldn't need to go. So I'm like, what's going on here? And then like a few days later, my friend was like, yeah, just try doing this. It'll help get it out. And I was like, okay, I'll try. Damn. That's something the girls will never understand, dude.
Fucking
the fucking,
dude. Oh my god, that story is too funny, dude. Oh my
god. I caught that. I was like, fuck.
I just like the setting, how he's in, like, in a fucking big ass mansion. He's probably in like this really like cozy bed. Yeah. It's like the size of like five of him. And he's just like going town with his hand with fucking Miss Piggy over here.
I remember the first time you do it, you're like, holy fuck. Like, you don't, yeah, like, you don't, it was awesome. Yo, like, I remember.
Fuck. I don't remember if this was my first one, but this was really early in like the exploration days. First time I nut was the fucking grossest thing in the goddamn world. I didn't know things.
You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. No one's ready for that shit. You're like, you're going, and then you're like, wow, I think I have to pee. I think I'll go to the bathroom. No. I'll hold it in.
Can't hold it in.
Fucking boom. Fucking everywhere.
On your bed and shit?
Everywhere. Yeah. I'm talking everywhere, dude.
Yo, I remember. The first time it actually came out, it was in the nighttime. So it was dark. I didn't know what it was. So I was like, you know, whatever. Like, I was trying to, like, you know, I don't see anything. I can't hear it. There's no way to identify with any of my other senses besides taste. So, fuck it.
No!
I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I tasted that shit. It did not taste like pee.
No.
Okay, hold on. Wait. But what did it taste like, though?
It was sweet.
It's sweet.
I ate a lot of candy and shit. Maybe that's why. Back in the day, it was sweet. It was like sweet with a little like tang to it.
It's fucking hilarious.
Like, yeah. Like some people like who listen to it, like, man, that's gay. You taste your like, but you've never wondered what it tastes like.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I tasted my own pee before.
I've never done that, but I've always wondered about it too. Yeah.
It's very like.
It's fucking funny.
It's very like sour.
Sour.
Salty.
Sour. Yeah, salty, yeah. Salty, very salty.
Sour and salty, that sounds very good.
Yeah, he tasted it yesterday, you should know. Mm.
He's just...
No, I think it was right grade now. Two, three.
Damn.
We talked about this on the other episode, Tommy, but have you ever pissed your pants in public? Like, just as a kid?
Oh, I shit my pants before.
You shit your pants? Same. How was that?
Oh, it was for badminton, do you remember? Like, no, in the morning, we had to play.
Yeah.
And then, like, I played. I just held it in the entire time. I thought I could make it to the washroom. Yeah. I didn't fucking make it, okay?
Like, you fucking took a full shit in your
pants? Holy yeah. Yeah, I was in shorts, too.
I remember you had to get pads. You had to get pads from, like, one of the PE teachers, like, baskets.
Sorry?
Like, one of the PE teachers' baskets with, like, shorts and stuff,
right? Take those shorts?
Oh, no. I just didn't wear underwear that day.
Oh, God. Jeez. Oh, my God.
That's so gross.
Yeah. That's life, man.
I think it was, like, It was grade 8, yeah. That's pretty funny. I threw away the underwear, though, like, in the garbage. Yeah. There was my favorite, though.
What else happened?
Oh, right. I remember one. It was, I think we're just all in a friend group and stuff like that. And then we're just talking about boobs and stuff. I don't know what I was saying, but this girl, she did not have the biggest boobs. So we're all talking about big boobs and shit. And then I was like, yo, don't worry, man. Like,
oh my God.
It's okay to have small
it's
boobs.
Okay.
And she's my crush. She's like, I didn't fucking say anything.
I think I know why she said, don't fucking talk to me ever again.
That's how you get girlfriends, dude.
That's how you do it, dude. That's how you do it.
I was like, I don't care if you have small boobs.
If she laughs at that, then you keep it.
We were smooth back in the day.
The hardest thing is to learn how to flirt as a guy. I feel like that's like one of the hardest things.
No, but then you look back, it's like, holy fuck, all this shit would have been so easy.
Yeah.
Like, just talk to them.
Yeah.
If you just talk to them.
Yeah.
Because you avoid it. You send fucking little notes. You fucking talk, make friends with their friends.
Mm. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure for every guy, you kind of have to, like, discover how to flirt, like, just based off experience. So, like, you have to, like, make your own kind of style of it.
Yeah, you gotta make them feel really shitty. Tell them, like, they'll never amount to anything.
Do you remember back when you were, like, really, like, kids? Like, all the girls that would, like, make fun of you and hit you always liked you?
Yo, that's true.
That's true, right? Right?
And, like, bullied you.
I think, I forgot what it was, but I remember, like, grade 6. I think the girl I liked, I was, like, thinking back on, like, huh. So if they insult you, that means you like them. I think I get it. Because I'm trying to learn how to flirt. So, like, I just started, roasting the shit out of this girl I like.
That's how you became the person you are today.
Yeah, basically. Like, I don't know. Like, you learn off past experiences, right? So, like, when I got to high school, I realized, oh, that's not going to work because she started crying afterwards. So,
here's your joy.
I think my first, like, experimentation for flirting, other than the insulting, was, like, always bringing up, like, hey, did you do the homework for blah, blah, blah class?
Oh, that's classic.
That's the classic, right?
Classic.
That's the class. Everybody used to do that.
Hey, did you finish question 3 on the math homework?
Yeah, because then there were people where you, like, actually wondered, like, oh, did you do the question? Can you send the picture? Yeah. And then there was the, hey, did you do the homework yet? Do you want to, like...
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, literally just out of nowhere. Because you have nothing else to fucking talk about. Yeah,
my favorite one was doing, like, asking about the title pages, and you just exchange, and you're like, your drawing looks fucking ugly or some shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, holy fuck. What do you even have to talk about when you're that young? Because now you can talk about work and shit. Like,
you can talk about, like, everything.
Back then, it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't do the homework. Oh, you did the homework? Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. That's fucking cringe. Just thinking back of, like, all the cringy shit that you used to fucking talk about.
I don't even
want to
read my old messages, dude.
I don't either. Like, I haven't deleted all the shit I posted yet. That's my status. It's like the one. The like one a couple of days ago, Linda.
I saw that on Facebook because it brought up.
Why'd you fucking comment
that? Hey, you tagged her. You tagged her. You should do it.
I should answer it. Why did I? I don't know. Apparently I stole it from her. That's why I tagged it.
Dude. Oh, new video idea. I do a like my status in grade
on Facebook
today.
In 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
Dude, those are throwbacks.
Like 2+ likes, and I'll do this. Gets 1 like.
Oh my God, dude. Fuck. Just looking back, have you guys ever like done one of those long scrolls on your Facebook page?
Of course. Yeah. Once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I just look at them.
Just Facebook messages, dude. Just look at that shit.
I had a dance YouTube channel before in like grade 7.
Dude.
No, not grade 7. Grade 4. I just like I play the song with my fucking shitty ass laptop, and then there'd be like a webcam. I just fucking dance. I had a bunch of subscribers. I had like 1,000 subscribers. Back in grade 4, 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, he's making it big, dude.
Yeah, and I stopped doing it because like I heard people in high school were making fun of me too much.
Do you remember like everybody gave like if you like someone, you would give them like a fucking pet name?
Oh yeah.
For me, I remember the girl like in grade 8. Everyone was like, "What kind of nickname can we like? What kind of fucking name can we give them?" And they're like, "One's named Aldrin, one's named this," and then like it would fuse.
They would combine them.
They would combine it.
Cringy shit.
And then like, hey, doesn't that kind of sound like almond? I think for like a good couple months like. I'd just be known as Almond.
Oh,
they wouldn't even
God.
Say my name. They'd be like, yo, what's up, Almond? I'm like, yeah.
Dude, remember another way to flirt is you'd play stupid games like, oh, let's play Truth or Dare.
And dude.
You'd hope it amounts to something.
Yo, Truth or Dare was the fucking trump card. Fucking. Like, whoever brought up Truth or Dare, you would like, thanks, bro. You got my back?
You got me, bro.
Holy shit.
I should probably stop this kingly.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Who wants to wrap it up?
Wrap it up, Tommy.
Tommy, the special guest. Wrap it up for us.
Thank you for listening today to the Slow Roasted Films podcast.
That's golf.